Finding the right cleat can be transformative. Believe me, I've worn plenty during my career. So getting the right balance is crucial. The cleat needs to feel good on your foot, but also feel good connecting with the ball. The New Balance Furon 7 Plus is built with both of those points in mind, offering overall comfort and precise striking in the game's fastest moments. Because, as I learned the hard way, because I didn't possess much of it, speed matters in soccer. That's why the Furon 7 Plus is built for accuracy and precision at rapid pace, and is engineered specifically for use on firm ground. Why is this the ideal cleat, I hear you ask? Well, not to get too scientific, but the Furon 7 Plus offers a lightweight yet supportive hypo-knit with mesh lining upper construction and is paired with offset lacing for a truer strike of the ball, which is a long way of me saying that your game will immediately get better when these are on your feet. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nil the final score for the U.S. women's national team against Colombia as they are through to the semi-final where Canada awaits. Good result for the U.S., that, Jordan?
Yeah, I would say so. I think for the United States, this is exactly what everybody wanted to see. They've had, 6 days to prepare for this match. They didn't know it was going to be a Colombia until a few days ago. But for the United States, when they were walking out on the field before the anthems, it felt like
energy.
Different.
Something.
A difference in this squad that this is the mentality we've seen for so many years from them. A ruthlessness, a feistiness. I think if they put one more goal away in that second half, you feel like they're really, really running into the semifinals. But I like that it wasn't pretty. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, let's try to keep the ball at all costs. Sometimes let's send it long and see if we can counter press and win the ball higher up the field. Good from the United States, because you have to be able to beat teams in a variety of ways.
Yeah, very good.
I liked that you said that, because most of those goals came off of being feisty, being aggressive, winning the ball higher up the field, and being decisive and playing through. I love that you said that.
Think of the Shaw goal. It was 3 giveaways in the middle of the field. Terrible football, honestly. And Fox steps up, wins the ball, pushes it into the midfield gap, and plays a perfect ball to Trinity, exactly where she wants it. It's 2 passes, and it's in the back of the net. So it doesn't always have to be pretty.
Yeah.
We'll take the pretty, right? We'll take that Moultrie goal if it goes in at the end of the game.
Yeah.
But I really like that from the United States, because sometimes you just got to buckle up your bootstraps and get to work.
And that is exactly what they did. And for more, let's go out to Jenny Chu, who's still pitch side for us. Jenny, did you see this difference in mentality that Jordan's talking about?
Absolutely. You know, Jordan is spot on at all times. She absolutely referenced that intensity that came out right from the jump. You can tell that this team was hungry to do so. That's something that Naomi Germer had spoken to me about before the match, and just that they were disappointed in the intensity in that Mexico match and that they weren't winning those second balls. They definitely were in this half. I will say Sam Coffey in that midfield, she has that physicality to go with them. I liked that about her a little bit. You know, you don't really see her that much because she is that 6th position, and when you don't see her, that's a good thing, but she has that physicality aspect in her. I really liked that the U.S. is seeing joy. You know, this is the part of the sideline reporting that you guys don't get in the studio, is that I get to see the atmosphere, right? And in the atmosphere, these fans are so happy to see this U.S. team win. The postgame is so different. You have Mexico fans that have stayed in full green asking for autographs for the U.S. women's national team. You hear them chanting for Trinity Rodman to come over, and you see the happiness on the U.S. players to kind of just stand here. Naomi Germa and Sophia Smith both just standing side by side, enjoying the crowd screaming for them, enjoying the fact that they got a W off of a really disappointing loss to Mexico, and just being able to tighten things up. I think Jordan's spot on there, that it doesn't have to be pretty, but realizing that, recognizing that it doesn't always have to be that free-flowing flow, it is important, and recognizing that sometimes it has to be a little bit more direct. I think Alex Morgan came into play as a very important aspect of that. Her physicality, her willingness to fight up top was really important for this match to start.
Denny, how important was the physicality piece? You brought up Sam Coffey, and I love that because I had her down as one of the players that I thought really set the tone. But from the early minutes of the match, you see Morgan getting into it, Rodman getting into it. Do you think that that's what put Colombia on the back foot and really gave the U.S. the energy to get this win?
I think it is a little bit shocking because of the physicality aspect that the U.S. has in terms of superiority of size and strength, potentially, that yes, when you're on the other side of that, which is typically me, which is what I've experienced, I'm such a small stature, you get kind of shocked. Darian, I know that you're a little bit taller, so maybe you haven't felt that shock aspect, but yes, I mean, it does kind of take you back a couple steps into, oh, where am I again? Like, do I want to go in for that tackle? I mean, am I going to get up from the next one? So I do think that that became a big aspect of this game and just kind of putting Colombia in check quickly was important.
Jenny, is there a player from pitch side that you feel like really made their case to say, not just I want another start or I want more playing time, but hey, I'm already looking ahead to what the summer may be and I want to make sure my name is one of those 18?
Oh, Jordan, great question. I think Alyssa Nair reestablished herself today. Those were some big, massive saves on her 100th cap. I want to say I wasn't that sure of her coming into this one. I did kind of advocate for wanting to see Jayden Campbell. That's someone that was NWSL Goalkeeper of the Year, and we hadn't seen her play yet, and I wanted to see her play. But after Alyssa Nair has a performance like that, how can you advocate for anybody else? I mean, she had some huge saves that kept the U.S. in this match and allows them a clean sheet here.
Jenny, USA has Canada next in the semifinals coming up. How do you see that game playing out?
You know what? Just because of how this game played out, I think they go in with a ton of confidence. When I think about Canada, I covered their match yesterday. The aspect of not playing really high-level opponents in terms of what they bring to the table can give them a false sense of confidence. Yes, they've been scoring goals. Yes, they've been winning. But is it against the kind of competition that the U.S. has been seeing in their group stage matches? Obviously, the Mexico game, this game as well, gave them so much to work with and have to kind of figure out, right? Find those solutions. Canada really hasn't been faced in that aspect. So they're going to be a little bit more in the process of figuring things out and maybe finding holes, while the U.S. has kind of already fixed those problems in these 5 days.
Good stuff, Jenny. Thank you so much.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account. Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's petmeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay, let's actually hear from Jenna Nyswanger, one of the goal scorers for tonight, who was speaking following the match. Here she is.
Jenna, congratulations on the win. How proud are you of your team for rebounding like this?
Yeah, just so proud of the team. We knew we were going to have to bring our best tonight against Colombia, and we did that. And yeah, we're just looking forward to the semifinals now.
What a few months you have been having. NWSL Rookie of the Year, NWSL Championship, getting your first couple international goals in this tournament. What has been clicking for you to allow you to be so successful lately?
I think it's just all the hard work I put in over the years. It's not like it happens overnight. So yeah, I'm just happy. And then I've had great coaches and teammates along the way to help me.
Canada's next. What are you guys expecting?
To be honest, we are just focusing on this game now. So after the start of this, then we'll start looking at the semifinals in Canada.
Congratulations. We'll see you in the semifinals.
Thank you.
Jenna's been so impressive, hasn't she? I know that you know this better than anyone, Kelly, but she came from college. She settled into the pros so well. Now she's settling into the U.S. women's national team seamlessly as well. What is she like as a teammate on and off the pitch?
Well, you wouldn't know it from how she plays, but she's a very sweet girl off the pitch. She's hilarious, truly. But I've loved seeing her with this U.S. women's national team. At the beginning of last season, I got asked, is there a player, anyone in the NWSL, rookie coming in that I'm excited to see and I think is going to have a big year? And I said, Jenna. And she did. She won Rookie of the Year and got called into camp last, couple months ago, mm-hmm. at the end of the year. And she's taken the opportunity and run with it. And I'm so proud of her. And I just think that she is exactly what this U.S. team needs right now. She's young, exciting, decisive, and lethal in front of goal, mm-hmm. even when she's playing an outside back position.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say, one of the benefits, I think, for her playing on Gotham is she had someone, honestly, like you, Kelly, you did the same thing. Yep. You went from a forward position to being one of the best outside backs that the U.S. has ever had, to be able to learn from you day in and day out, ask you questions. But she is naturally ridiculous.
That is very kind of you to say, Jordan. But she has two goals and I don't even know, four or five matches. So I don't know if it's the same thing.
Yeah, but it is. She got to be with you every single day. You could help her and talk with her. I'm sure you guys have had many conversations, some of them about football, some of them funny. It sounds like she's got a good sense of humor, yeah. as well. But what's impressed me about her is how seamlessly she has transitioned into, yeah. that outside back position. She knows her strengths and she uses her strengths to her benefit, but also there's moments where I think she's really grown on the defensive side,
yeah,
of things.
1v1.
1v1s, mm-hmm. positioning. I think there's still a long ways to go for her to be the best outside back that not just the U.S. have, but she has potential to be one of the best outside backs in the world because of her ability with her left foot.
Yeah.
But we have to see her in these situations, and she is rising to the occasion time and time again.
Yeah, I think this game showed that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's so versatile as well, isn't she, in terms of where she can play, even, as you said, moving from the attack all the way to the back and across the back line as well. A special night for Jenna Nyswanger and many of these players with a milestone for Alyssa Nair as well. Stay with us, though. We've got more to bring you after this short break.
Paint.
picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
So the final four of the CONCACAF W Gold Cup is set. Here's a look at what we've got to look forward to on Wednesday. It's Canada taking on the US after Canada's win against Costa Rica in extra time earned them a place in the semi-final. Elsewhere, Brazil, what a win it was for them against Argentina. 5-1 the final score in that game, and they will meet Mexico, who beat Paraguay by 3-2 earlier on today. When you look at the teams left, who do you favor, Darian, from what you've seen so far?
I think maybe we might all share the same opinion here, but the U.S. after tonight, I think, made the case that they're one of the best teams in this tournament. I think this game against Canada is going to be very telling, because Canada's also in a transformation of tactics. We're seeing them play some pretty soccer finally. So I think that's going to be a really good game. I'm looking forward to it on Wednesday.
A lot of us were really excited about Canada, but did their result against Costa Rica and it taking extra time slightly dampen that, Jordan?
Yeah, but the U.S. lost, and that dampened our thought about the United States at some point, too.
It makes it difficult to predict.
Yes, it does make it difficult to predict. But what I like about the Gold Cup is they reordered everybody after the group stage. So we're actually seeing the four best teams in this competition play in the semifinals. So both of these semifinals are going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. And there's four teams here, and I think all four teams can win, which is a really exciting thing. Ooh.
I'm going to be curious how Canada responds to having to go to extra time and overtime against Costa Rica. They had a really good group stage, whereas you can say U.S. did not. U.S. had a really good quarterfinal, strong tonight. Canada did not. So what's it going to look like on Wednesday?
Yeah.
We're all going to find out then.
Mm-hmm. It's been interesting paths, hasn't it, for all of these teams. We're excited for the games to come on Wednesday. Let's show you what we've got to look forward to. Brazil taking on Mexico, that one at 7 o'clock Eastern. Then it's Canada against the U.S. Women's National Team. Our coverage begins for you at 9 o'clock Eastern on Paramount Plus. Have a lovely night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.